This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
5:01 Eastern Standard Time. And I say that because we have one of our own, straight out family, an absolute baller, Terp, Laker, champion, broadcaster, motivational, spirit. This brother's so dynamic that every time he picks up the phone and answers when I call, I fall to my knees because I can't believe, Anthony, that he takes my call, that he does it personally. And so he's no stranger to these airways, and we are privileged and honored to have him back. And I'm going to come up with a soundtrack next time, because it really, I get so caught up every time that I mention AB because of our past and the history involved in it. And, you know, Anthony was beside himself. He said, wait a minute, we got who? He didn't believe it. And I said, yeah, Adrian Branch. And so, AB, no further ado, brother, thank you from the DMV and from the nation. But Hoopsters, Slim, how much money y'all going to pass out to people now?
Oh, my goodness. Well said, Doc. The scale has been broken. Shaq said it 30 years ago. Is somebody worth $100 million? He said, no, but I'll take it. And that's where we are. That's where we are.
Oh, man. Anthony, we were reading it and just talking about the Thunder, who are young enough. It's frightening now, right now. Let's say they don't sustain serious injury. And they won it. So that kind of, I was like, yeah, okay, I get it. And LeBron, with his, what he's done is short of amazing. I get it. But to me, anybody that comes out of Phoenix and makes a boatload of cash should have a .44 caliber under their blazer. No, I'm serious. Straight out robbery. And that's what's happening all the way across the league. Come on, man.
You know what, Doc? It's because of you and I, actually. It's our world of the media. Mr. and Mrs. Everyday People can't afford these salaries to see these guys play. And so it's the media, because now there's a $70 billion contract. It won't stop for the next 10 years. So you're going to see people, like they're saying, make $1 million a game. And with that, they're still going to need life coaches. They're going to need character coaches. They're going to need people in their camp that are untouchables, can't be bought, sold, compromised, or undercut. Because, you know, as the saying goes, higher the level, bigger the devil. New level, new devil. And please, I'm hoping for today's athletes, Doc. There's somebody who's a you and me who's been there and say, hey, there's another way. Instead of getting three watches, get yourself one. Instead of getting five gold chains, get yourself one. Because whatever you spend can be eaten up. if you're not replacing it or being modest and sensible with your money.
Ant-Man, we talked about this with Al Galdi, our last guest. We're watching college now. I was on your campus, and you guys were, man, y'all was nasty good. I mean, it was, there's some moments there from a sporting standpoint, the teams you played on were just marvelous to watch compete. But I didn't see nobody with a Maserati on camp. You know what I mean? There was no, I mean, these brothers now rolling out with these watches that I don't even know what they are. Hell, I had a Rolex. They can't be that special. But this new stuff they doing, talking about Bugattis and all these things, and I just go, not as pros. I could accept the point, you know, the way Gil was rolling with the Wizards. Sure. We're talking about college.
Yeah. Yeah, I, you know what, Doc, like yourself, I'm privileged to encourage him. In fact, I just got off the phone with Coach Johnny Dawkins, another legend from the D.C. area. Yes. He's down at the University of Central Florida doing a wonderful job. And the thing is, we want to continue, and we will continue, to say, hey, guys, use the sport. Don't let the sport use you. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, like George Foreman said back in the day in his heyday. He said, the danger about being the heavyweight champ of the world, you're number one in the world, you're number one in your bathroom, you're number one in your bedroom, you're number one in your own mind. And there can be a lot of blind spots. So like Morgan Wooten, my high school coach at DeMarco.
Oh, yeah. Say it. I'm going to learn something.
Use basketball. Use sports. Don't let sports use you. Man, Doc, I'm just hoping that these athletes can just take a modest perspective, because gee whiz, this thing, one day you live long enough, you'll get older and they won't be interested in you at 62 like they are at 22.
Well, what's frightening is that now you could literally be broke and recycled out at 24 instead of 30 or 29. Because the average person doesn't play pro ball that long. It's the biggest misconception ever.
Correct.
But you're getting that taste of it, and at the salaries that are on now, I just feel that you're right. Without people teaching and preaching, and now the parents who lose their minds over NIL, they think they're getting paid, and it's the backstory is going to be horrible. You know it. And I know it. And that's why when Dion, of all people, I might add, came out and said, we need a salary cap and this NIL, I agree with him 100%.
Yeah, because it just brings out, you know what, money and funerals just bring out the worst in people. Money and when people die just brings out the worst in folks. And what it is, again, and not to sound morbid with this thing, yeah, it's wonderful. My beloved DeMatha brethren, Hunter Dickerson got, what, $6 million, $4 to $6 million. He stayed in college for 17 years, you know.
Dude, wouldn't you want to go back?
Oh, my goodness.
Shorter schedule? Geez. Are you kidding me? I ain't mad at him. I'm still trying to figure out my thought coming out of DeMatha, because I was kind of a little upset that Maryland didn't make it happen.
You know, I'm totally, yes and amen. Yes.
Yeah. I was a little. That got me a little bit. Yeah. But I go, okay, maybe I don't know. You know, it's a hoops thing, so I defer to y'all.
Luca Garza, the year before, he was National Player of the Year at Iowa, and Lefty, God rest his soul, was begging Coach Turge to go get him, So, you know, anything. I always love for my Georgetown Hoyas and for my Terps to eat first off the table, but don't sleep. I hope you get Kenny Blakeney and also Dwayne Simpkins up there, because those DeMatha guys, those DC guys at Howard and AU, they are in beast mode. They're doing a fantastic job.
You know, Anthony's an Orangeman, and you know Syracuse folks, and I ain't mad at them because they've earned that.
The cute,
but he definitely. Right. There's nothing about basketball that he does not think that he's on top of. And he got a nice stroke, too. I've seen him play. No, seriously. AB, he can cut it loose. He can cut it loose. Yeah, no, he got game. Yeah, him and his partner, Craig Hoffman. Hoffman's got a sweet rotation, sweet jumper, and they're athletic. No, these brothers, I've seen it with my own eyes. They got ball.
I'm going
they got
with
ball
it.
In them.
Book it.
Yeah,
book
they got
it.
Ball
way
in
go,
them.
Way to go, man. Way to go.
Anthony, what you got for him, man?
Hey, Coach, were you able to catch Cooper Flagg's debut yesterday? And if so, what did you make of it?
I'm trying not to right now. I am stock high on him. I think he's going to be as good as advertised. He is a natural defender. He's a natural baller. So he will lock you up defensively. He's not afraid. He is gifted. I'm not calling him Larry Bird, but let me say he is a natural, he's an athletic, non-shooting Larry Bird from this standpoint, that he's competitive and he has winning intangibles. Now, I'm not calling him Larry Bird, two different kind of games. His game to me is closer to Kirilenko that played for many successful years in Utah. Mm-hmm. But he's a natural defender. He's a willing passer. He has those winning intangibles. And guys, when you talk about NBA, stock high on Dallas. Dallas is playing with house money. Dallas, when Kyrie gets healthy and Anthony Davis, all he wanted was a center that could take pressure off of him so he could wheel and deal with the power forward. Guys, don't sleep on Dallas. They're going to be very good.
Let me ask you a question, and I don't know. I hope it's not fake news, but I didn't hear it from Anthony, so I'm not going to go way out on a leg on a ledge. But free agent Marvin Bagley III has agreed to a one-year deal with the Wizards. And I didn't hear it from Ant-Man, so I'm skeptical. Interesting. And they're building. How much do you pay attention? I know you're in La-La, but how much do you pay attention to the Wizards, if at all?
I love the Wizards because that's home. Okay. And anything DMV, I still love home. You know, from the Commanders to the Nationals, I still love home. Marvin Bagley, a lot of times they've got to press through their lifestyle. And I'm not saying that he has a wild lifestyle, but you got to press through that celebrity and have a want to. He's 6'11". He can shoot. He can run. He can jump. He's got experience. He's an intelligent player. He can be as good as he wants to be if he wants to be that. So that's a great pickup, and that's an opportunity for him. Again, for us, man, we remember the glory years. At the same time, Doc, when Maryland was winning, and the Washington Redskins, your generation, the Hogs were winning, and Georgetown was winning. It can happen, but you've got to have some dogs that are willing to put the work in and have those winning intangibles.
Yeah, and I like the Marvin Bagley pickup. This is his second stint here in Washington, and when he first played here, he averaged 13 points, 9 rebounds, on 58% shooting, 47% from three, so I think he definitely was comfortable playing over here in Washington, so it's definitely going to be interesting to see how he rebounds in stint number two. But outside of, you know, the Wizards going to acquire him, what have you made of the rest of their offseason in terms of trading for Cam Whitmore, drafting Trey Johnson, Will Riley? Like, what do you make of, you know, this resurgence that, you know, the Wizards front offense has sort of kind of, you know, implemented in terms of creating a very competitive environment with all of these 21, 22, 23-year-olds, and also a lot of those guys being former first-round picks?
Yeah, well said. Cam Whitmore as well. Don't sleep on him. 6'7", explosive, and he's hungry. He's a dog. I say that affectionately as the highest compliment. I like what Washington is trying to do, where they're getting these young guys. They want to groom them up. You can still have them on the first contract. These guys, if they put the work in, you'll get paid. So all of them should have an incentive to level up and take it to the next level. But again, I'm going to say that word and oversay that word. You've got to have those winning intangibles. What's your routine? What's your mindset? A man's greatest ability is his dependability. And as a pro, one of the greatest things you can have is a routine of getting your rest, getting your preparation, studying the film, and having a one-track mind that you want to overachieve for yourself, your teammates, and the organization.
Man, if that was all on the postcard, man, we'd sell millions of them because because it was nothing fancy about it. It's really relatively boring, which winning is. Relatively boring because you are a robot repeating processes and doing it over and over. And that's why this thing on Netflix with the quarterbacks, I urge you to check it out. And it shows you three guys in particular and golf, and you get to see how Detroit has pretty much done what is happening here, resurrected from the dead and now winning, and how enthusiastic and the fan layers of fan bases that get excited about victories. And so that's something that you grow with. And then, of course, the Bengals, which is one of the worst situations financially you could ever get yourself tied into. But this Joe Burrow, he's a bad man. And then Kirk Cousins. So it's about discipline of winning, and no different than what you learned in high school. And that's your advantage because you were privy to this bent of mind as a baby. And then it just continued to go. So you knew more than most at a young age.
Yeah, well, success is not accidental. It's intentional. Mm-hmm. Success is not accidental. It's intentional. Mm-hmm. Will you put the work in? Will you sacrifice? What will you give up to go up? What price are you willing to pay? Are you curious to learn? Are you curious to have somebody in your camp to say, hey, man, you got to improve. You got to dribble with your left hand or you got to dribble with your right hand. Will you accept coachable? Being coachable. So success is intentional. It's not accidental. And all the great coaches, all the great players, all the successful people have allowed people to come into their camp to say, hey, bro, check yourself lest you wreck yourself. And that success, Doc, to me, is still waiting. That next level, that level up is waiting for folks if they're willing to pay the price.
Man, I love you. And you sharing with this audience, and they can go back and hit rewind on the Odyssey app, because half of your message needs to be repeated, and parents need to be playing it to them toddlers so they understand it. And you didn't say anything fancy. It's fundamental. It's basic. But coming from you, a man who not only can talk it but walk it, is special. And can't wait to do it again, man. Chop it up, because this you belong to us. And so we just kind of loaning you out right now to the West Coast, but don't get too comfortable.
Well, Doc, it's always home. It's anytime. You know, it's always love. Big brother Doc Walker has been a mentor to me, to your listeners out there. Nothing but respect for Doc. And, man, I'm so glad you guys are teaming up. And, Doc, and man, it's always a priority. Thank you, brother.
All right, brother. I heard you. I'll talk to you next week.
We'll
got to try
soon.
To give you the best, folks. That is, and Coach Thompson coined the phrase, well, every time I think about Adrian, and I just remember him as a collegiate, man, as a sophomore, and I just go, he's simply one of the best. We'll take a break. But you know what? You want to get to Little before we go to break?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, Little. Now, watch Little go tell us something he won. Come on, Little. Get it out first. Start with your accolades first, then get to the question.
What's going on, Levy? Shout out to your man, Ant-Man, number two. Ant-Man. Hey, look, Doc, I was telling Avni, man, we'll make this thing nice and sweet, man, if we get some legends on the sideline. Like back in the day, Charlie Taylor would be on the sideline when y'all was running the table.
Charlie Taylor was a coach. He was my coach. Yeah, he was a receiver coach.
Just make me feel good, that's all.
Yeah.
I just want to take some pictures, Big Shot, that's all.
I got you.
Let me say one thing before I get off the line. Shout out to the D.C. Divas. Championship City, Doc. Moving forward. That's where we going. They got a big game coming up Saturday, I think.
You better believe it.
Championship City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. You know,
shout out to them, baby.
And you're right, because Rich Daniel, man. Rich, it all starts at the top. If you have stability at the top, it's almost impossible to fail unless your people quit on themselves. And that's what Rich has provided with the Divas. And this ain't no overnight sensation. They've been grinding for a minute. They've been to the mountaintop. they have a team, and Scott Jackson and I are honored to be able to do the games at home. And if you haven't been, you should plan to do it. Hopefully the season's not over. We'll continue to be going. And these women ball out. They are aggressive. They have skill set. And I thank you for that. You're on point as always. And you didn't just jump on the bandwagon. You've been doing this and been supporting and been talking about these women in battle. Mystic, and I appreciate that. And not only do we have the Mystics in this town, but we got the DC Divas, and it's for real. We're going to go to break on that note. DOC, Ant-Man is with us here on the Hoffman Show. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real special times. And we thank the Terp, Adrian Branch. And we keep on a college campus right now. And Professor Holder has graced us with his time again. We can only imagine, with so much going on now, the good and bad of sports, what is that top story or topic that has earn the most interest from Professor Holder?
Well, it's great to talk to you, Dot, and man, to have Ant there, boy, that's special for me. That's special for me. That young man, Ant-Man, that brings a smile to me. But I would say that talented, beyond talented. I would say it's gone from that soccer that we talked about last time, mm-hmm. and the disappointing loss in the
Mexico Cup, USA
Gold Cup.
Yes,
huh? The Mexico USA. It's like the big, it's like that brother that still has your number. So they're going to qualify. So
So they're all going to qualify, but that's just bragging rights. And, you know, you wanted to leave the competitive thing before the World Cup with a win there. But they made it to the final.
Well, I thought you couldn't couldn't palm a soccer ball.
Huh?
I was taught you couldn't put your hand on the ball. You couldn't palm a soccer ball.
You're correct. If it touches you in that box, like I was telling you, I've been trying to help everybody out. But you can't put it in the hands of the ref. So you can never put a sport
in the hands
tough
of the situation referee, so. For him. But we weren't the road team. We were home team.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that thing being in Houston, that's as close to Mexico as you're gonna get. So
yeah, but it ain't Mexico yet.
I got you. Okay. But I went from there to I'm just fascinated with Wimbledon now. Again.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
It's that grass surface. I mean, tennis is so interesting that you have the clay season, you have the hard court season, you have the grass season. When you are a dominant player in tennis, man, you have played on all surfaces, and it's hard to do. That's why what Serena was able to do, and what's, you know, the greats like Nadal and Sampras, and I mean, you got to win on all those surfaces. And there's two young lions now that have approached now. I mean, this is a rematch that everybody wanted. I don't know if you saw it, Doc, but that French Open final between Sinner and Alcaraz was one of the best tennis matches I've ever seen in my entire life. And the fact that the tennis gods have spoken and have created us and treated us to a rematch at Wimbledon, I don't know if it will ever top Roland Garros. But those are the two. Those are the two right now at the top of the game, 1 and 2. It's what everybody wanted. You are seeing the people like Djokovic, and
that still remains a story to me because of as long as the tooth as he is yet playing this game, these 4-hour matches, Slim, I don't know, well, I know how they do it. They're trained to do it, but it still blows my mind that you could be competitive that long and with shortening times in every other sport, trying to get things done quicker, less energy. And it is shown in a way that it is amazing. And when people start seeing rotator cuffs and other ailments, I think they believe in it more. It's a strenuous sport. The surface, I can only liken it to football and baseball. There is at least AstroTurf and dirt, or back in the old days of Candlestick Park, where that was just a road pit, or Pittsburgh with the seams, and Philadelphia with the seams. So there have been some physical obstacles in terms of surfaces, but never anything this stark. So this is why I admire them, that we have a grass course that just came to my attention. Because I've never been to the Tennis Hall of Fame, World Hall of Fame. And I just can't imagine even walking on it. Have you played on a grass court?
I have. Not the manicured thing of Wimbledon, which is a whole different. I mean, that ball comes off differently. Again, it's all different surfaces.
Yeah, so that's what makes it cool.
It's a grueling test when you win Grand Slams in tennis. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the real deal. That is the real deal. And Sinner and Alcaraz, it's going to be fun to watch.
Can't wait.
So is Swiatek and Asanova too. I love what Wimbledon provides, and it is like their holy grail, like that of the four in it's the Grand Slam. That's the one. Mm-hmm. That's the one. Mm-hmm. That's the one that everybody wants. That's what catapults you to a different level in that sport, and that's what's captivating me. I just love seeing the best 1 and 2, and then again, everybody kind of wanted to see. After a while in that match in the semifinal, you kind of knew that, hey, look, if Djokovic was to get past Sinner, Alcaraz is, going to be a match. This is going to be a match. So that's what got me until Sunday, and then we move on from there.
Ant-Man, you play tennis? I mean, a guy with your athletic ability, I would assume so.
I do not play tennis. I do watch. I watched Djokovic get losing straight sets today to Sinner.
That was tough to watch.
Yeah, just because if Djokovic doesn't get hurt at the end of his quarterfinal game, I think it is a different game, but he was a little limited, and we saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, hard to play. Hard to be dominant hurt. You can play, but to be dominant,
yeah,
that's asking a lot in this sport. It's so demanding just to serve the way you want. I mean, they do it, but that's why they're the best of the best. And health is so important to it. And, I just – it's captivating. That and soccer and what it does in terms of your circulatory system, watching it, how we absorb the sport, because there really ain't nothing slow about it, but it's a little bit more action than soccer until it isn't.
Yeah.
And the penalty, them kicks in soccer, everything has moments. And now I can really appreciate understanding it and how it comes about, and it requires patience.
Right. Yeah. I will say, though, Doc, that I haven't been this excited for American men's tennis in a long, long time. And when you had Ben Shelton, Taylor Fritz, and our own Francis Tiafoe just around, they're just that one step behind, man, it's just fun. Like, there's never been, like, three or four that have just been there at the same time. But that window is now. That window is now. It's Sinner and Alcaraz. That's it. Those are the guys.
Are you booked for New York already?
Huh?
Are you booked for New York?
We got some commander stuff I got to take care of. So it all depends. Okay. But I mean, it's the window is now for them and the Mubadala that's coming here that Mark Ein puts together. Can't wait for that. I mean, it's tennis. This is tennis season. This is tennis stuff right now. So, you know, you, me, and we're into all sports. So I dip away. It's not always football for us.
Oh no!
We are all-purpose sportscasters here, and if you can't get into, first of all, I know you're talking about the quarterbacks on Netflix. I would
I asked if you've seen it.
Right. I encourage anybody who has not seen the Roland Garros, the French Open final between Alcaraz and Sinner that went
five hours.
5 hours.
Yeah, the 5 hour thing. There was a 4 hour match. You know, you have to learn how to absorb it. That's all I can say. Because soccer, it's the most physical sport that doesn't get credit for being physical. There's no pads, and people are busting people in the chops left and right. And kicking it. I don't know how you do it without shin gear, because they're full speed running and collisions. Yeah, appreciate the hell out of it, man. But you also, because you did it, it opens eyes up. And people, I think, will become more interested in it because they don't know as much about it. But once you do, if you love competition, not everybody does. Some people strictly do this for gambling, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But if you're
as long as you give me a mic, I'm going to school everybody I can about the beautiful game.
Yeah, well, you've done that. Yeah, and just like the Rooster. And the Rooster was so adamant about hockey way before. I mean, after they won, obviously, but he never stopped. And I'm so thankful for that, because that sport on skates, the physicality is off the charts. But the skill of the netminder and the pressure on one person, I don't know if it's a sport greater than this amount of responsibility on one person at a time.
Right.
Even more so than the baseball pitcher, to me, is the netminder in the NHL. I don't know how – you don't see the puck. There's people blocking you. These people are like Ovechkin, you know, it slapping this thing. It seems like 300-400 miles per hour, and yet – they stop it, and they make plays. And I just think it's amazing how good you have to be And I remember the year when the Capitals won it and the thrill that it was, because I think it's the most celebrated sport. They have the best trophy. To me, there's nothing
hands
close
down.
To the Stanley Cup.
Hands down. Hands down.
Nothing close to it.
Hands down.
And yeah,
sport,
and the way they go about
and that
it.
Sport, and that sport is best consumed. Of all the sports there are, that sport is best consumed watching it in person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because to see what they do, and you know, Ovi, I know we're dovetailing into something different, but Ovi
that's what
was
we do.
So Ovi was so good, but there's no Alexander Ovechkin without Nicky Backstrom. That guy, that dude's vision on the ice, I've only seen it a couple of times. His, his assist and the way, and to watch it in person, to see him like thread needles through from blue line to blue line. I mean, it's something that you got to witness in person. So
Well, check out Monumental's special on Ovi and the Caps. It is so well done. You know, I'm like you. I appreciate things done well that show a different side of every sport other than just the surface stuff. They do a magnificent job following Ovi on the race to beat Gretzky, but it's a lot of insight. It's very well done. It's smart. And not everybody has a superstar. And thank God he's got at least one. We'd love to see him kiss the cup again.
Yeah.
But everything, and I think you'll agree, you can't get that kind of love. You have to win it all.
Yeah.
You have to win it all. You got to win
it. I mean, what's up there is the greatest draft pick in Washington history with Ovi. I mean, what he's been able to do and produce. And if the man wasn't Russian, he'd be celebrated so much more.
Oh, absolutely.
So
keep it real. We're keeping it real, and that's what we do.
Yeah, let's be honest. If the man was Canadian, he'd be, you know, that's why they're trying to push Sid the Kid, and now Connor McDavid. And, but Ovi wasn't going away. I mean, he just was there.
No. And he's physical freak.
There's that rarefied air of people who have spent their entire careers in one jersey and stayed when they could have left. You know, the Cal Ripkins, you know, the Daryl Greens, the Ryan Zimmermans, the Wes Unsells, those people are lauded and those people are on a different pedestal in this area because they did not change sweaters. They didn't change jerseys. They could have gone in free agency to other places. I mean, obviously Ted locked Ovi up big time early on, but Ovi could have gone. He still could have finished off his career somewhere else, whatever, chasing a cup or whatever. He stayed his entire, what he's done for that community. I mean, it's so much more than the sport that you play. It's so much more than the sport that you play. So much more than the sport that you play, right? And going back to tennis, that's why Arthur Ashe is one of the GOATs for me. I mean, it's more than what he was able to endure and how he was able to transform the game and culture through that sport. So much more than just the sport. So
that's a burden that few will ever understand because so few people can experience it because of their ethnicity. They just can't. And you never will understand it. But the fact that he survived it with class and dignity and a skillful game is amazing. The Ant-Man wants to go one-on-one with you, Lou.
Hey, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Lou. Yeah, come on. Hey, Ant, before we do that, hey, listen, Ant, shout out to the sisters and the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta.
Yes, they are in town.
That are in town. Again, those are your sisters, but they're all the Divine Nine. My wife's a Delta. My daughter just went over at Bowie State. I haven't seen them all week. They're down there. They have invaded downtown. But shout outs to the lovely ladies of Delta Sigma Theta.
Yes, they are lovely.
You
for
a
sure.
member of Omega Psi Phi, and me a member of Cap Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. It's about the Divine Nine. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
Hey, let them know, man. Hey, now, but Lou, for old time's sake, I have something that's gonna make you go,
Yeah, man, bring that thing strong.
Are you
brother.
Ready? Are you
yes.
ready?
All right,
ready. So I was kicking this around with Doc earlier, and he low-key, like, laughed at me. Lou, if you had to put together a Mount Rushmore of Commander/Washington Football/Redskin players this century, who would make your Mount Rushmore? And there are
this
some
century,
good names.
That century is where?
2000.
2000?
Yes, mm-hmm. 2000 and on. And if you would like me to give you some names, I definitely can.
You're going to have to, man.
All right. So we got Ryan Kerrigan. We got Chris Samuels. We got Terry McLaurin. We got Santana Moss. We got Trent Williams. Clinton Portis. London Fletcher. Did I say London Fletcher already?
Nope.
London Fletcher is on my list already. We could already put one there.
Yeah. Hey, like, I'm just saying, man. It's some good names. To definitely, you know,
got a birthday boy. You play around with Chris Cooley's birthday today.
Chris Cooley, like,
wow. There's only room for four.
There's only room for four. And sorry to put you on the spot, but you know.
No.
He's built for
no.
this.
No.
This is a good one.
This is a real good one. Mm-hmm. London Fletcher's definitely on there. I mean, that man deserves to be in the Hall of Fame already. Not before B. Mitch. But he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame already because he has the same numbers as Ray Lewis. He just didn't gyrate and jump all around and do all that stuff. So, and he has a Super Bowl.
He has a Super Bowl.
All the boxes are checked off. London Fletcher is in there for me. Okay. Wow, this is a good one. Thank you, Ant.
This deck, man, productivity. I got to go Santana Moss.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The killer. You got to do stuff against Dallas.
Cowboy killer.
I mean, I was at that game in at Texas Stadium, so that's personal for me. Santana's in there. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Thank goodness for social media. You might have to put this out on your page afterward, because this is a good one. But Ant-Man's also running the breaks here, so he'll let us know how much time we have.
Oh, no, we good. We got a couple more minutes.
Okay, good. You got a couple more minutes.
I definitely think you need Trent Williams on your Mount Rushmore. Oh, he played nine years here, seven-time Pro Bowler.
He did. The Silverback. Yeah. I mean, you have to have him on there.
Silverback was a beast.
So, London, Santana, Trent. Wow.
That fourth one is tough because you go Ryan Kerrigan.
You can only have four. Ryan Kerrigan has got to be in there for me. The productivity. Ryan Kerrigan. You said Chris Cooley.
Got Mo Saxton, Mr. D.
Ryan was oof.
He was a beast.
I will tell you, Chris Samuels is on my Mount Rushmore.
Chris Samuels?
Yes.
Chris Cooley?
Wow.
They had some players, man. They had some. I'm telling you what. They had some players.
Yeah. I think
CP?
It's tough.
I gotta mentally go through Pro Bowls and all kind of stuff, league and team wide.
Yeah, it's not a layup.
I think I'm gonna lean towards Chris Samuels when he was Chris.
Unstoppable.
That tackle position.
Yeah. Let's call it left tackle. Yeah.
I'm going with the young man right there. I'm going with Ant-Man. Chris Cooley. Yeah, Trent Williams, Santana Moss, and London Fletcher. Those are my Mount Rushmore of this century.
If I had to put my heart into making my list.
Don't do it if you're not going to do that.
I'm just saying, Sean Taylor is my favorite player of all time.
He's on a different mountain.
Okay, that's fair.
He's on a different mountain. You should have.
Ain't no different mountain. Not by me. There's only one Mount Rushmore.
Well, if that's the case, then Sean Taylor bumps Chris Samuels for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Sean. Again, if Doc made the rules. I mean, there's no different mountain. There's only one mountain.
There's only one master. You can't serve two.
There's only one mountain. And Sean changed and was getting ready to furthermore change the position. Mm-hmm. There's nobody since him that the Washington Commanders opponent said we have to game plan on defense for that dude.
Yeah.
He was everywhere. He was for that dude. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's just like London, the kid that wears 11 in Dallas.
London stability is what I see in Bobby Wagner, right? Mm-hmm. So I mean, it was basically like an anchor, but man, and he was just. Even Joe Gibbs said, "I think we have lost one of the greatest to ever play." Joe Gibbs said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joe Gibbs said that. And so, yep. I'm going to have to.
I will say I was a little surprised you didn't go Terry McLaurin over Santana.
Wait a minute. I love Terry.
No.
I think Terry is a symbol of the Commanders.
Okay.
But Santana Moss?
Hey, he is the cowboy killer.
Let me tell you something.
I mean, and
everybody listening right now knows where they were.
It was just Dallas.
No, you're right.
Game,
Man, that Santana Moss?
Yeah, Jacksonville. Man, was awesome.
Let me tell you something
crazy.
About Gemini brother.
That Jacksonville Killer. Game, when he won it in overtime, his body of work. Terry's not Killer. Done yet. Terry's Killer. Not done yet. Santana is
no.
done.
Santana's done.
I can't put any player who's currently playing now on that list just yet because they're not finished yet.
Okay,
these people
fair.
Are finished. These yeah. people are finished. The work is done.
Mm-hmm. He may surpass him.
Santana Moss does not get enough credit. And they didn't. Santana Moss was playing with, he was the number
Be
one.
Nice.
Be nice.
Yeah.
Be nice.
I'm trying. I watched every snap. I mean, I'm covering this team since Patrick Ramsey, right?
Yeah.
He didn't have.
But when you love Tanner, because he never complained.
Nope. Ever.
And he
no excuses.
Yeah. And honestly, the emotional toll that it took on him. When Sean died and then Clinton finished playing and it was just man. Him and he still produced.
Yeah, he did. And I love the dude because I'm honored at Comcast to have been with him on the set for his first show. And to see how this brother he's taken the media thing just like he did the skint and the football because this brother's a track guy.
Yeah.
So he did things on the side that are world class, and the Santana Moss story is one that every young man in junior high should be privy to, because it's a story about how a guy overcomes adversity to dominate, and mm-hmm. wasn't like chosen one, wasn't the guy they slobbered all over, but when he left. You knew who he was. His story is phenomenal, and because he's such a hard worker and humble, you got to bring it out of him because he'll never make it up. He'll never even bring it up.
And he didn't. He didn't disgrace the uniform.
Never, never.
He didn't, never. And he's still doing stuff in the media in the community now. I mean, yeah. Santana.
Oh, his golf tournament is one of the best in the area.
He 89 ways of giving. I mean,
89 ways, baby.
That's what I'm saying. So again, to recap, London Fletcher. Mm-hmm. Santana Moss, mm-hmm. Trent Williams over Chris Samuels mm-hmm. because they mm-hmm. both were good, but mm-hmm. Trent's no longer playing.
Who's
here.
Who's your fourth one? Then we got to go to break. We're going to all be out of
work. I told you, Sean. Sean's
okay,
the
so you're going Taylor. Okay.
Sean's the fourth. You said there's no other mountain.
No,
like
ain't no.
Like with Lenny Bias in Maryland, there's no other mountain. If
no
he's at
mountain.
The top, so that's the mountain.
Okay, my friend. Look, are you performing? When's your next TED Talk? Anything we can put out now so people can follow you on social?
Man, I love you, Doc Walker. There's no TED Talks. There's Doc Talks.
There's TED Talks. There's TED Talks. Hey, Bagley, hey, man. He had the Wizard last week up in Baltimore. He's putting on symposiums. Nobody does it harder than Brother Holden. We appreciate you sharing with us right here on Team 980. We got to go to break or we'll all be out of work. Appreciate you, brother. Number love for you.
Take care.
You got it.
All right.
That's Lou Holder. We're going to break. Appreciate your patience. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.